Yes, two things, man. Is number one is they work really hard, you know, and they're very talented. You know, they give a lot of effort. It means a lot to them. And number two is they got great coaching. Coach Tice and Tim do such a great job with those guys. You know, Coach Tice, you know, for the longest part, you know, he has to worry about the five that were starting. You know, and Tim, you know, is right there behind him, making sure everyone knows the assignments. And you know, they do such a good job of working together. It's really fun to watch.
Baltimore always known for their defense.
That's
going to be a challenge this week.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an extreme challenge. They're very physical. They're 3-0. No one's beat them yet. And, you know, it's going to be very tough, especially going into their place. You know, they're very good. And, you know, I respect the heck out of them. And, you know, they got some great pieces. And I'm really looking forward to competing against them.
What is it about you guys on the road, undefeated?
Well, it's just two games. So, you know, we've taken care of business so far, but we feel that there's room to grow, and that's a good thing.
What's been the most impressive thing for you with Michael Crabtree, kind of developing that Mr. Control for what two-point conversion to Orleans and extending the drive to get first down?
He gets open. You know, he gets open and he makes tough catches. Very tough, and he's one of the most competitive guys I've ever been around. I think that, you know, that his competitiveness is what separates him. Yeah, you know, the teams are, you know, saying that we like to take shots, we like to hit the deep ball, and they, you know, try and take it away. So then it goes to the receivers and those guys underneath making catches and then making people miss. And he's done a great job of it.
A little over a year ago, David Amerson was a guy on the waiver wire, and now, you know, John Harbaugh told us earlier today that he thinks he's really felt in one of the best corners in football. You know, practicing against him so much, what have you seen in terms of just him improving as a player?
Every throw you make against David is going to be, you know, contested. You know, he's not going to, you know, just completely whiff and just completely leave someone wide open. If he does, it's probably because he slipped, to be honest, you know. Every throw, you know, that is thrown against that guy, he is there. I mean, you saw in college, I think it was his second year, I think he had like some 13 interceptions or something crazy, you know. And, you know, you can see that he was a playmaker around the ball. And you can see it in this, you know, in the league. You know, since he's been on the team here, I didn't know him beforehand, but since he's been on the team here, he knows where the football is, you know, and that's, you know, to have that trait as a corner is a really good thing.
Rashard and Washington are kind of the same size, but what do you see differently in the two guys? What are the different styles you see?
You know, it's funny, you know, for the longest part, I would have said, you know, I'll say this. DeAndre reminds me a lot of Dominic Davis back in the day in Houston. Little stocky guy, great balance. You know, gets bumped side to side and keeps his feet. You know, Jalen is going to run full speed, stop, and go the complete other direction like that. You know, and it's funny that I said that because then, you know, you see Jalen make a run last week, go put his head through somebody's chest and get a first down. You know, it's like I don't think that I would ever say that they can't do one thing or the other because they're so competitive and so talented that they'll try and prove you wrong. So they're just two really good football players. You know, I can't pick out a difference. It's just they're both really good.
Jalen had the issue kind of running towards the sidelines in college. That's something he took about getting called out on by his head coach. How have you noticed him becoming more of that downfield threat?
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's the first time I heard that. Ever since I've known him, he's put his head down and tried to run through people. And for being a smaller back, that's impressive. You know, because those guys, the most physically demanding position in all the sports is an NFL running back. I'm convinced of it. You know, the hits that they take and they have to deliver the hits back, I mean, it's unreal. And some of those hits are violent. You know, pretty much all of them are violent, especially with a smaller guy. So for him to just go in there and put his head in there, that's all I've seen. So I have a lot of, I mean, I tip my hat off to him. I respect him a lot.
A couple more here for Derek.
What do you see about Terrell Suggs on the field?
He's a Hall of Famer to me. You know, the guy is ridiculous. I have the utmost respect for him. I loved him, you know, when he was in college. I love him, you know, love watching him play in the NFL. I'm excited to compete against him because he's just one of those guys that's like, he's one of the best to ever do it, you know. And so it's exciting to play against him. Obviously, you hope he doesn't hit you. You know, it's fun to watch him hit everybody else. You know, hopefully he doesn't get to me. But, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be fun to compete against him because he's such a good football player.